Righty, Joe McCullough, Township Board Member. Looks like the Township Trustee told you folks that there'll be some exploration of how the Township can deal with its upcoming $1 million annual shortfalls because of tax caps. Consolidation possibly an issue. Your thought?
You know, I don't have a problem particularly with consolidation. IFD is a great department. Some of the things that concerns me, I've been on the board since Marion County went to 7-member boards. And some of the things, when I started here, we were all volunteer. We had a few paid standby people. We have hired a career department now. We spend a significant amount of time in the community. And now, if IFD came in here and guaranteed us that we could still have, you know, the amount of time in the community with the events that they do, spending as much time in the schools as they do, spending as much time at the street fair, setting up booths, setting up displays. Someone has a block party in a neighborhood. If IFD can say, yes, we will attend these events and we will continue those programs, no problem with it. That's my biggest concern, is that if we consolidate with the city, I've talked to other townships, and the firefighters say, you know, the day that we consolidated, we felt like we took a step back 20 years, because the progressiveness of the townships is different than what IFD does. It's a big city fire department, and the townships are very, very committed to the communities, and that's what concerns me the most, is that we're not going to get the time out in the neighborhoods. If somebody calls and says, hey, we'd like one of your fire trucks at our block party, if IFD's out here, are they going to do that? Probably not. Franklin Township, absolutely.
How do you survive, though, with those $1 million in revenue that you're probably going to be losing because of property tax caps?
Well, I think there's going to have to be cuts made. I think there's going to have to be, you know, we look at the budget every year. You know, we don't have, we try to keep the budget under control. And, you know, the cost of operations of a fire department, it doesn't matter if IFD's here, and I'm talking about the day-to-day operation costs. Doesn't matter if IFD's here, if Warren Township, you know, took us over, or Beech Grove, or whoever, you're still going to have those hard costs. So as far as the cost to protect the citizens of Franklin Township, I don't see that changing a whole lot with IFD coming.
Back in, once again, to my original question, which is, let's say, you know, IFD says, hey, we can't do all the community stuff. You guys say, okay, fine, we'll stay on our own. How does Franklin Township survive with an annual loss of at least $1 million a year? And that's just because of property tax caps. This doesn't even get into the issue of abandoned homes and foreclosures and depressed real estate values, which are also expected to drive down the assessment in a lot of communities, not just in Indianapolis, but across the country. And so you throw in the decreased home values, and the township lives off property taxes, so you could easily be staring at a couple $1 million in a revenue shortfall. I mean, tonight you guys had to borrow $6 million to keep the lights on and the door open. How does Franklin Township survive absent consolidation if it stays on its own?
Well, let me go back to the $6 million we borrowed tonight. That's a tax warrant. That is because the state hasn't paid us yet, so we're borrowing against what's owed to us. So that's kind of a different issue. But how is IFD going to continue to operate? That, you know, the operational cost, the basic operational cost, getting the trucks out, you know. When they come into Franklin Township, are they going to close houses? Are they going to lay off firefighters? We don't know that. I mean, Marion County is in a world of hurt. You know, one of the things that concerns me is the number of appeals with the in the assessor's office when they required them to.
But they went back and did the reassessment. A lot of folks filed appeals. Yeah.
Yeah, with the reassessment, I mean, there are still hundreds of thousands of appeals. And I think that in a year, in the next year, year and a half, Marion County is going to be in serious hurt with the number of appeals when they're approved. You know, but
again, that goes back to my original question. If you guys don't consolidate and say IFD is not the answer, take them off the table, how does Franklin Township by itself survive with anywhere from a $1 to $2 million cut in its annual budget that's on the forecast because of tax caps and falling home values and foreclosures and abandoned housing?
And I'll take it back. How is IFD going to survive in Franklin Township? They're going to have to make cuts.
I'm taking out consolidation merger altogether. Let's say that's not going to happen. The problem is still there for every township in Marion County with tax caps, with falling home values. how does all this government survive when the spigot is about to get turned off?
That's a great question. It is a good question, but it's not only a question for the townships. You know, I think the entire county should be concerned about this because, you know, Franklin Township is just a very small pie of the entire of all of Marion County. And I don't care if you're Center Township, Washington Township, Wayne, or any of the townships or the county as a whole. The question that you're asking about Franklin Township taking everything off the table, the entire county needs to look at itself.
I maintain also that half this government we see today won't be here in 10, 15 years because the money just won't be there anymore unless somebody's going to go and raise taxes. And then again, that's just the death knell. I was interviewing you, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah, you know, and but you take a look at, and this township board is responsible for the fire department, the trustee's office, poor relief, which has really increased in Franklin Township in the last few years. And the biggest chunk, the schools. And that's the biggest chunk of the, you know, we're such a small portion of the township budget in Franklin Township compared to the schools. And I think the school board and I think the school system has some questions to answer as well. You built a $6 million football stadium. And, you know, so when you look at.
Then again, this is also the same school district that can't find an alleged bus driver who's about to get on the bus who's drunk and got a .22 blood alcohol.
You know, I have two young children, and thank God my two children were not on that bus. And I he's going to get his day in court, no doubt about it. But I think there's a lot of challenges for the townships, you know, whether it be Franklin or Decatur. I know Perry's considering consolidation and things like that. And, you know, I don't know that there's a good answer. We're all praying out here that we can make the best decisions that, you know, our constituents want. But one of the things that I don't want to see happen is I don't want to see services cut. And, you know, even if you have IFD out here, and we do consolidate, the time that these guys, the Franklin Township firefighters, spend in the neighborhoods, going to block parties, doing events, doing the street fair, things like that. You know, it's the guys on duty doing it, you know, but my concern is with consolidation, those things will disappear.
All right. Well, Joe McCullough, Township Board Member, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to chat.
Okay, thank you.